the truth of the matter is I want to try to get on the road with the players too. I want them to know that every day that they come to work, somebody from the big team's watching them. And it's not just through videotape. It's through hands-on, boots on the ground, scouting. So you'll see me a fair bit. I'm going to try to get to a lot of practices too, not just games, practices. I think a lot of the development doesn't just happen from the games. It happens from the prior preparation, whether it's in the weight room, on the ice, training with the coaches. So I want to watch that as well.
You haven't had a lot of time from the time that you came on board to now, but how much homework do you have to do, and how much have you caught up with the Belleville Senators in terms of what could be a roster this year?
Peter McTavish has really been in charge of that. He's a general manager of this team. I'm here to help him. I'm here to help Pierre Dorion at the NHL level. I know pretty much the players that they have here. I've known them for a while. I think the biggest thing is I know the coaching staff really well, Jack, and the one thing I really admire, Troy's dedication, his work habits, his focus, the staff that he has with Ben Sexton, with David Bell, and obviously Justin Peters, who's done an amazing job with our goalies. And if you look at the lifeblood of any team in the National Hockey League, if you don't have good goaltenders, chances are you're not going to win a lot, Jack. And I think one of the things Justin's really done, he's helped make our goaltenders better.
This is a team that obviously had a lot of disappointment because of COVID. Do you see it at this stage in the game as being a team that would be competitive in a pretty tough division with the Marlies and Laval?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jack. It is a tough division, obviously, with Toronto and with Montreal. But I think the biggest thing is that we do feel comfortable. We've got a lot of players that are developing, coming through the pipeline. And I have so much – I think usually over the course of a long season, the coaches have to affect 20 points in the schedule. I think our coaches are capable of doing that, so I do think we'll be extremely competitive.